Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
Gary G. sent me an email, askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com. My total testosterone is low, but my free testosterone is high. How could that be? Am I missing something? Thanks. Yeah, great. You know, Gary, this is a good question. I think more and more of us, men and women, are, you know, checking our hormones, you know, as a longevity doctor, healthy longevity doctor. You know, hormones are definitely an important part of the tools I use, not only in my own body, but in other people to help them live healthier longer. And we're just seeing more and more people, you know, testing hormones, seeing where they're at. And so I think this is a great opportunity to talk about what might be going on here, because this is something common that, well, I don't want to say it's common, but it's not uncommon, Gary. Okay, it's not uncommon that we see this. So your total testosterone's low. Okay, so that one's easy to explain, right? I mean, your testicles are not producing as much testosterone. There's the type of cell in the testicle called the Leydig cell. It's just they just become dysfunctional. Many of them die off. You're not producing as much testosterone. That's number one. And then, of course, the testosterone you are producing, once it gets out into your system, it gets into certain tissue like fat. It can turn into estrogen more. Other types of cells like muscles and stuff like that, even in hair follicles, it can turn into a more potent form of testosterone called DHT. So your body's not making as much testosterone, and what you are making, more of it is converted into estrogens and DHT. So that's why total amount goes down. And in most cases, Gary, in most men, that's followed by a drop in free testosterone as well. But in your case, your free testosterone has remained normal or even went up a little bit. And so the first thing that I would do is I would retest. I would make sure that this isn't a lab error. I mean, in technically speaking, if total testosterone drops, free testosterone should drop as well. So that might be the first thing, is just double check. Make sure we're looking at some real numbers here. And if you do that, and sure enough, total's down, free is remaining the same or a little higher, okay, well, then we got to explain that. What could be going on? Well, one of the things that we have discovered over the past few years, since more people are, checking their hormones, these steroid hormones, by the way, Gary, they're fat-based. They come from cholesterol. Cholesterol makes pregnenolone. Pregnenolone then makes all these steroid hormones, progesterone, DHEA, testosterone, estrogen. So these are fat-based, cholesterol-based compounds. And they have to travel in your watery bloodstream. So they need a carrier molecule to do that. And that carrier molecule, kind of like the truck that can swim in the bloodstream, and inside the trucks, the steroid hormones and other types of fats, is called a sex hormone binding globulin. It's just a fancy way of saying a protein that carries the testosterone. And, you know, what we have found as men get older, in most cases, I'm going to give you the common scenario. In most cases, as the testosterone levels drop, in a weird way, for most men, sex hormone binding globulin goes up. Sounds weird, but it just, for some reason, we don't make as much of the product, but we make more of the trucks to carry the product. And so when testosterone levels drop, we can often see a huge drop in free testosterone, because you got so many trucks out there, they're binding to the testosterone, they're holding on to it, and they're not releasing it to become free testosterone in the tissue. So the normal scenario is, as a man gets older, total testosterone drops, free testosterone really comes down, and sex hormone binding globulin actually goes up a little bit. It's kind of weird. That's the common scenario, but we do, now that we're checking enough labs, we are seeing that there are some guys out there, and women included in this, do the opposite. As total testosterone drops, they actually make less sex hormone binding globulin, allowing more of the testosterone to be released to the tissue and become free. It's just, I don't know if I have an explanation. I'm just telling you what we see in the labs. You might just be one of those people, Gary. You might be one of those guys who, for whatever reason, your sex hormone binding globulin, the truck that carries the testosterone around, you're not making as much of it, and it's just releasing the testosterone more readily into the tissue to maintain a higher level of free testosterone. And that's probably more ideal. So your body is actually a little more optimized for all this, Gary. You know, I can tell you my own personal experience. I was not like you. I was more of the average guy. My body was not optimized for this. I lost some testosterone, sex hormone binding globulin went up, and I lost a lot of free testosterone because of that. But your body is actually handling the loss of testosterone a little bit better. I would expect your sex hormone binding globulin, Gary, is probably a little bit lower than mine was. And that might explain why you're able to maintain a more optimal, ideal level of free testosterone. But again, that would be uncommon, Gary. We do see it, so you might want to first just check again, repeat the labs. And if that's the case, that's awesome. You're free. So I would, for someone like you, I think it's more important to really look at that free testosterone. And as long as that's in a nice, optimal range for guys, you may not have to do anything at this point. And just ask your doctor to check the sex hormone binding globulin as well. Now, for the guys that were more like me, I'm going to change the scenario here. So I'm not really speaking to Gary now. I'm talking to myself. What about that scenario, which is more common, where you lose testosterone, sex hormone binding globulin goes up, free testosterone really crashes? What can you do to help get some of that testosterone you are making off the truck? The sex hormone binding globulin, what can you do? There isn't a lot of good research here, but things like nettles root, stinging nettles root, has been shown to help. Cruciferous vegetable extracts have been shown to help to maybe offload some of that free testosterone. Great question, Gary. Thank you. I could talk a long time on hormones. Okay. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about hormones again, this time about thyroid. This comes from Elizabeth, who read about reverse T3 at life extension. So she says, I've been on thyroid medication for 2 years and it's helped a little, but I still have constipation and fatigue. Should I check a reverse T3? Something I read about at life extension. Thanks, Elizabeth. Yeah, I think that's, I think you're right on. You know, so let's explain what's happening here. The thyroid gland, which is in the neck, right? Mostly produces what is called T4. And T4 then travels throughout the body, gets into the tissue, and it converts into the more active form of thyroid hormone called T3. And T3 is really what gives you the thyroid effect in the tissue. I mean, T4 helps a little bit, but the main job of T4 is just to get to the tissue. Muscles, brain, heart, whatever. Gut, nerves. And then once it's there, it turns into T3, which is really the workhorse of the hormone. So what happens in many cases when we're not producing the T4, we have hypothyroid, we have to go on medication. And most of the medications, or the most common medications, called Synthroid, that's what most people are on, and it's only T4. And that T4 gets to the tissue, and for a variety of reasons, it doesn't convert into T3, so people still have symptoms of low thyroid. It's probably why it's better, Elizabeth, to do some of the more natural thyroid product. Desiccated pig, for instance. There's Natrathroid, and there's different ones out there. But these are medications that provide T4 and T3, so that might help right there. But the other thing is, if you want, you can check this thing called reverse T3. What happens when T4 does get, let's say it's Synthroid, your medication, which is T4, gets to the tissue. Instead of turning into T3, it turns into this thing called reverse T3. It's basically just kind of like a mirror image of T3, but it doesn't work. It's non-functional. So you might want to check that. If reverse T3 is high, that's a sign that your T4 is not converting properly. And one of the most common reasons for that is stress, cortisol. So do something like DHEA to bring cortisol levels down. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.